Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，平安。
A month ago, I shared with you on this matter of faith.
上一个月，我和弟兄姐妹交通到关于信心。
And during the summer conference, our brother shared about faithfulness.
在夏令会当中，我们的弟兄交通到忠心。
This morning, I would like to share with you on this topic of faith and faithfulness.
所以早晨我愿意和大家一起来交通关于信心与忠心。
Because they are very interrelated.
因为他们是非常相关的。
You cannot have faithfulness without faith.
你不能够有忠心却没有信心。
So before we begin, let's read a few scriptures.
在我们开始之前，我们来读几段的经文。
We will read Hebrew, book of Hebrew chapter 11.
我们读希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11, we will start with verse 23.
希伯来书十一章，我们从第二十三节开始。
I will read. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born.Because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He preserved because he saw him who is invisible.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了3个月，并不怕亡命。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督所受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵。因他想望所要得的赏赐，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 5，
希伯来书第三章第五节。
Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house.Testifying to what would be said in the future.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Revelation chapter 17,
启示录第十七章
verse 14,
第十四节。
Revelation 17, 14.
启示录十七章第十四节。
They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王，同着羔羊的就是蒙召备选有忠心的也必得胜。
The last one, Matthew chapter 16,
最后一处在马太福音第十六章
verse 18,
第十八节。
Matthew 16 verse 18,
马太福音十六章第十八节。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of HadesWill not overcome it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得， 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Let's have further word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come together in your presence.
父神，我们感谢你，早晨我们来到你的同在里。
As we consider this table, we realize you have given your best to us.
当我们思想这桌子，我们实在是知道你将你最好的赐给了我们。
This morning, we ask you to have grace and mercy on us, so we can also give you our best.
主，早晨我们求你再将恩典怜悯赐给我们，好叫我们能够把最好的也能够赐献给你。
We commit this time into your hand.
我把这段时间交在你的手中。
We pray that your anointing is with us.
求你的恩膏与我们同在。
For the one who speak and for the ones who are hearing.
为着说的，为着听的，都求你赐恩膏。
Quicken our spirit.
警醒我们的灵。
Strengthen our inner man.
使我们里面的人刚强，
so we can stand and follow you.
好叫我们能够站稳了来跟随你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Before I start, for the benefit of our young people here,
在我要开始之前，为了我们年轻人的缘故，
I will give you the outline.
我把大纲给你们，
so you can follow easily.
所以你比较容易能够来跟随。
I will have an introduction section.
我首先会有一个引言。
And in the introduction, I will discuss the meaning of faith and its relationship with faithfulness.
在引言的部分，我会提到关于信心还有它与忠心的关系。
And in the main sections, I will make two major points.
在我主要的主体的部分，我会讲到两点。
The first point is faith is toward God.
第一点是讲到向着神的信心。
When we talk about faith, is talk about something between us and God.
当我们在思想讨论信心的时候，乃是关于我们跟神的关系。
That's the first major point.
那是第一个主要的重点。
The second point is about faithfulness.
第二个重点是讲到忠心。
Faithfulness is toward God's house.
忠心乃是为着神的家。
When we discuss this matter of faithfulness, it's always in the relationship of God's house.
当我们在讨论思想忠心的时候，一定是与神的家有关系。
And I will have a conclusion.
然后会有一个结论。
Well, the conclusion is we are called to be faithful.
我的结论是讲到我们乃是蒙召要忠心。
We are called to be faithful.In God's house.
要蒙召乃是在神的家中要尽忠。
Right, in the introduction, we will start by thinking about what is faith.
在引言的部分，我们要来思想什么是信心。
We all have some understanding on the meaning of faith.
我们对信心都有一些的了解。
But we profess so much, but we possess so little.
我们知道了似乎很多，但是我们得着了却是那么少。
Our experience in this matter of faith is too shallow.
我们对于信心的经历实在是太浅了。
If we look at this original Greek word about faith,
如果我们来看这关于信心这个字的希腊原文，
this faith has three layers of meanings.
这信心乃是有三层的意义。
The first layer of the meaning is the one we often understand.
第一层的意义是我们比较容易了解的。
It means a firm conviction of God's revelation or truth.
就是讲到我们有一个坚定充足向着神的启示和真理的那个信心。
When God revealed the truth to us,
当神把真理向我们启开，
we have a conviction that this is true.
我们就有一个充足的信心，相信这是真实的。
And this is faith.
这个就是一个信心。
This is our understanding.
这是我们所了解的。
This is we come to realize, acknowledge.
这是我们来到产生一个认识的一步。
But in the original Greek word, the faith have a deeper meaning.
但希腊原文里信心这个字有更深的一层意思。
The second layer of the meaning is this.
第二层的意思乃是如此。
It's a personal surrender to our Lord.
乃是我们个人降服，向着主降服。
This is faith.
这个是信心。
Once you hear this truth,
当你听见了真理
and in your heart,
在你的心里头
you surrender yourself.
你把你自己降服了
to this truth.
向着这个真理降服。
And this is called faith.
这个叫做信心。
Remember that in John 1:12,
记得在约翰福音一章十二节那里
it said, yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐给他们权柄成神的儿女。
Here we discuss the second level of, the second layer of faith.
这边乃是讲到信心第二层的意思。
Not only we have a conviction,
不单单我们有一个充足的信心。
We surrender ourselves to the Lord.
我们乃是自己降服，向着主降服。
So the Father become our Father.
父神就成为我们的父亲。
We become His children.
我们就成为他的儿女。
So there is a surrendering going on here.
在这里有一个降服的一个过程。
When you are became Christians.
当你成为一个基督徒
There is something going on in our heart.
在你的心里头有一个改变
We surrender ourselves to the Lord.
我们把我们自己降服于主
We said, Lord, you are my master.
我们称主为我们的主人
You are my Lord.
你是我的主
I surrender to you.
我愿意降服在你的里面
This is faith.
这个乃是信心
Then the faith have aEven deeper meaning.
这信心还有更深一层的意义。
It's after we have surrendered to the Lord.
乃是在我们降服于主之后。
And there will be a conduct that is inspired by this surrender.
因着这样的降服于主，就产生了一个行为。
And this conduct is the faithfulness.
这样的行为呢，就成为那个忠心。
When a individual surrender,His authority to God.
当一个人把他的主权降服给神
And there's something happen inside of this person.
在这个人的里头就产生一个改变
God will impart something to this individual.
神要把一样东西要升值在他里面
It's a new creation.
是一个新造
And this new created being has something in him.
这新造的人就在这个人的里头
It's called faithfulness
产生的结果就称为忠心
Natural men are unfaithful
我们天然的人是不会忠心的
We don't have that in us
我们没有那样的一个性格
Unless we surrender our life to the Lord
除非我们把我们的生命降服于主
And allow the God to impart that faithfulness in us
让神把忠心种植在我们的里面
We will never be faithful
不然的话我们绝不可能成为忠心的人
So this is three layers of the meaning of the faith
就是讲到关于信心三层的意思
We have this conviction
我们有
of what is true
我们对于真理有一个充分的信心
But that conviction is not enough
当那样充足的信心还是不够
When the love of the Christ fill in our heart
当基督的爱进入我们心里头
And we surrender ourselves to the Lord
我们就把自己降服于主
Then our faith go into the deeper level
那信心就再进到更深的一层
Once we truly surrender our life to the Lord
当我们真正的把自己完全降服于主
Our Father will impart something unique in our heart
父神就把一样独特的东西要种植在我们里面
And that is faithfulness
那个就是忠心
That faithfulness can only be found in Son of God
那个忠心只能在神的儿子身上能够找着
Nowhere else you can find that faithfulness
你不能在其他任何地方能够找着这样的忠心
But when the Lord impart that life in us
当主把忠心种植在我们里面
Then we find ourselves be faithful
我们这样的一个人就成为一个忠心的人
Faith is in the center of spiritual life
信心乃是我们属灵生活的中心。
You cannot be spiritual without faith.
我们要成为一个属灵的人，我们一定要有这个中心，要有信心。
You will not develop spiritually without faith.
我们不可能 成为一个属灵的人而没有信心。
Hebrew told us very clearly,
希伯来书非常清楚告诉我们，
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
没有信，非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
凡来到神面前的必须信有神，并且相信他赏赐那寻求他的。
Therefore, if we want to come to God,
因此当我们来到神的面前，
we must use this tool.
我们必须要能够有这样的一个方式。
This is the way we come to God.
这是我们来到神面前的一个唯一的道路。
Is exercise our faith.
乃是操练我们的信心。
And with the scripture we read in Hebrew chapter 11,
当我们刚刚读希伯来书第十一章的经文，
and we read about the story about Moses,
我们读到了关于摩西的事。
And when we read that story in Hebrew,
当我们读希伯来书关于这件事情的时候，
and the Bible continued to use this word faith,
圣经乃是一直在那里说到信心这件事。
He said by faith,
他说借着因着信，
and by faith,
因着信，
and by faith,
然后因着信。
You look at the entire life of Moses.
我们看见摩西的一生。
The life is a life by faith.
他的一生乃是因信而活的一生。
Without faith, Moses would not even exist as a person.
如果没有信心，摩西不可能在世上成为一个存在的人。
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months.
是因着信呢，摩西的父母亲才把他藏起来。
His parentsrisk their life to do that.
他的父母实在是冒着生命的危险来做这样的事。
Without faith, Moses would not even exist.
如果没有信心的话，摩西根本就不存在的。
Throughout Moses' life, God is teaching Moses about this matter of faith.
而在摩西的一生当中，神也一直在教导他关于信心这件事。
There are so many things that we can discuss.
我们可以讨论许多的事情。
You know, Moses is...Moses' story is abound.
摩西的故事呢是非常熟悉的。
But which one is the one that's best described God's teaching?
那哪一个故事呢是最能够描述神在摩西身上的教导？
Hebrew said, by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh.
圣经告诉我们，摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
During Moses' life,
在摩西的一生当中，
at some point in time,
在这某一个时间的时候，
Moses made a decision.
摩西他做了一个决定。
Moses made a choice.
他做了一个选择。
And this choice is by faith.
他做这个选择乃是因着信心。
And this is the choice that you and IIt's going to make on a daily basis.
这样的选择也是我们每一天都必须要做的一个选择。
And this choice is between spiritual and worldly.
这个选择乃是介于属灵还有属世的一个选择。
This choice is between the pleasures of this world and God's purpose.
这个选择乃是在于我们面临这世界所给我们的压力，还有关于神的旨意之间的选择。世界的喜乐和神的旨意之间的一个选择。
We continue to face this decision.
我们乃是持续的在面临这样的一个选择。
Do we obey to the Lord?
你顺服主吗？
Or we go after the pleasure of the sin for a short time?
还是我们在这里享受暂时最终之乐呢？
Brother and sister, being spiritual,It's about making the right choice.
弟兄姐妹，我们要过一个属灵生活，乃是在乎我们所做的这个决定。
The young people like to ask you, you know, what do you consider to be spiritual?
我想问问年轻人，你们认为怎么样子才是属灵呢？
When you look at another individual, how do you judge the spirituality of this person?
当你看见另外一个人，你怎么来判断他的属灵的实际是如何呢？
Spirituality is not about this person's spiritual knowledge.
属灵的实际不在乎这个人他属灵的知识有多少。
Spirituality is not about this person's talents and gifts.
属灵的 实际也不在乎这个人呢有多少的才干或是恩赐。
Spirituality is not about this person's position.
属灵的实际也不在乎这个人他的职位是高或低。
Spirituality is about the choices this person made in front of God.
这属灵的实际乃是这样的一个人他在神面前所做的一个决定。
Young people were making choices every day.
年轻人，我们每天都要做许多的选择。
This world has a lot of temptation in front of us.
这个世界有许多的试探在我们面前。
What choices do we make?
那我们要做什么样的一个选择呢？
Do we go after the pleasure of the sin for a short time?
我们愿意享受那暂时的最终之乐吗？
Or we choose to obey our Lord?
还是我们要选择顺服我们的主？
How do we make the right choice?
那我们如何做一个正确的选择？
By surrendering to our Lord.
乃是降服于我们的主。
Unless we surrender to the Lord, we cannot make the right choice.
除非我们降服于我们的主，我们就不可能做一个正确的决
定。 We will make the wrong choice every time.
我们每一次都会做一个错误的选择。
Well, we are so weak.
因为我们是很软弱的。
We cannot resist the temptation.
我们没有办法胜过试探。
So we have to come to the Lord and surrender ourselves.
所以我们必须来到主的面前降服于他。
In order for us to make that right choice.
好叫我们能够做一个对的选择。
Moses made that right choice.
摩西做了一个正确的选择。
He wanted to be treated and along with the people of Israel.
他宁可和神的百姓一同受苦。
He didn't want to have the treasure of Egypt.
他不要来享受埃及一切的财富。
Moses surrendered himself.
摩西就把自己降服了。
He surrendered his position.
他把他的地位降服。
He surrendered his futures.
他把他自己的前途也降服于主。
He surrendered everything that he had.
他把他自己所有的都降服了。
To make that right choice.
好叫他能够做一个正确的选择。
This is what the Lord has done through Moses.
这是主在摩西身上所做的一件事。
Allow the faith work deeply in him.
让那个信心更深的
knows, willing to surrender
这个旨意，把自己
understand
神的旨意是什么
self,
自己降服于主意
to revive his faith.
信心有一个充足的信心，已经把自己，但是主做了他自己的
thought. He was working for God.
摩西他以为他乃是为主在做工。
He really wanted to work for God.
他真的是想要为主做工。
But Moses missed something very important.
但是他却忽略了一件很重要的事。
Moses did not work with God.
他并没有。与神同工。
When he killed, when he took this life of Egyptian,
当他夺了那埃及人的生命，
Moses was on his own.
摩西乃是他自己一个人做这件事。
On his own mind, on his own power, on his own strength.
他自己的心思、自己的意志、自己的能力，他做了这件事。
Even his set desire to work for God.
虽然他的渴望来为主做事。
That's not God want.
但是那却不是神所要的。
God want Moses to work with God.
神乃是要摩西来与神同工。
For this reason, God has put Moses in the wilderness for 40 years.
为了这样的缘故，神就把摩西放到旷野里头40年之久。
Until Moses was 80 years old.
等到摩西80岁之后，
And God came back to Moses.
神才来向摩西显现。
And asked Moses to go back to Egypt.
叫摩西再回到埃及里。
To deliver his people out of Egypt.
去带领神的百姓离开埃及。
When Moses heard this command,
当摩西听见神这样的命令，
Moses told God, Who am I?
摩西就对神说，我是谁？
Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring Israel out of Egypt?
我算什么？我怎么能够去见法老，把神的百姓从埃及中领出来呢？
After 40 years, Moses understand one thing, which is he cannot worked for God on his own power.
经过40年之久，摩西终于明白了，他不可能靠着自己的能力来为主做工。
Brother and sister, God is spending years and years trying to teach us this lesson. We cannot work for God on our own strength and power.
弟兄姐妹，神花了许多年的时间一直在教导我们明白这件事，就是我们不能够靠着我们自己，用我们自己的天然人力来为主做工。
After Moses said, who am I? I cannot do this.
到摩西对神说，我是谁啊，我不能做这样的事。
And God said, I will be with you.
神就对他说，我会与你同在。
This is the key.
这个就是那个秘诀。
Now Moses has God with him.
现在摩西有了神的同在。
He's not work for God, he's work with God.
他不再是为神做工，他乃是与神同工。
God is with Moses.
因为神与摩西同在。
Brother and sister, this is so precious.Precious.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等的宝贵。
You and I need to learn this secret.
我们必须要学习这样的一个秘诀。
So we don't work for God our own strength anymore.
所以我们就不再靠着我们自己的能力来为主做工。
We would wait until God is with us.
我们乃是在等候主与我们同在。
Because God's work can only be done by God himself.
因为神的工作只有神自己可以完成。
No one can do God's work.
没有任何人可以做神的工作。
Unless God does himself.
除非神他自己亲自来做。
Or God does through us.
或是呢，神借着我们来做成他的工作。
Brother and sister, this describes many of our spiritual experience.
弟兄姐妹，这就描绘了我们属灵生活的一些经历。
Many times we work for God, but we're not work with God.
很多时候我们乃是为主做工，但是我们却不是与主同工。
As parents, we want our children to be pious.
作为一个父母，我们希望我们的小孩子他们能够在主里面。
We want to raise them for the Lord.
我们希望能够为主来抚养他们。
But we think we can do this on our own strength.
但是我们就想说，我们可以靠着我们的能力来做这件事。
Use our own wisdom.
用我们自己的聪明，
use our own power,
用我们的力量
to raise them for the Lord,
来为主抚养他们。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Because this is God's work.
因为这是神的工作。
God's work can only be done by God himself.
神的工作只有神自己能够完成。
As the husband,
我们做一个丈夫的，
as the head of this household,
作为一家的头，
we desire so this house is a house for the Lord.
我们愿意我们的家庭是为着主的。
But if we do this on our own strength,
但是如果我们靠着自己的力量来做，
we will fail.
我们一定失败的。
Because this is God's work.
因为这是神的工作。
God has to do it himself.
神的工作必须神自己来做。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that we get to that point.
对，你们希望我们到了这样的一个地步。
We oftentimes want to do the right thing.
我们常常都想要做对的，把事情做对。
And we just like Moses.
我们就像摩西一样。
And we will do it with all our strength and all our might.
我们实在是尽心尽力要来做，我要做成这样的事。
And we experience failures after failures.
但是我们却经历失败再失败。
Because man cannot do God's work.
那是因为人不能够成就神的工作。
So how do we work with God?
那我们怎么样子来与神同工呢？
We need to like, we need to follow Moses' example.
我们必须要效法摩西的榜样。
Moses said, who am I?
摩西乃是说，我是谁？
We are so small.
我是何等的渺小。
We are so weak.
我是何等的卑微。
We can't do God's work.
我不可能能够成就神的工作。
Until we hear the Lord say, I will be with you.
当我们听见神对我们说，我要与你同在。
This is the way.
这就是那个道路。
Oftentimes we're doing too much.
有些时候，很多时候我们做的太多。
We should come to the Lord and say, Who am I?
我们实在是应该来到主的面前说，我算什么。
And hear thy voice from our God say, I will be with you.
然后来听见神对我们说，他要与我们同在。
This is doing God's work.
这才是做成神的工。
In John, there is a very precious verse.
在约翰福音 有一段很宝贵的经文。
This verse is Jesus Christ, Jesus saying.
这一段经文乃是主耶稣所说的话。
In answering a question.
他回答一个问题。
He was asked this question.
有人问他。
What must we do to do the works of God?
我们怎样才是做成神的工呢？
This is a good question.
这是非常好的一个问题。
I think this may be the question in many of our hearts.
可能在我们众人的心中，我们都有同样的问题。
We want to do God's work.
我们实在是要做成神的工。
But what we must do to do the work of God?
那我们到底要做什么才是做成神的工呢？
If we just know how.
如果我们知道如何
If we just know what
如果我们知道做什么
I will put myself into it
我们就把我们自己全部的投进去
I will put myself into it
我就把自己完全的
If you can tell me what I must do
如果你告诉我那我该当做什么
And Jesus answered
主耶稣就回答了
The work of God is this To believe in the one he has sent
他说神的功乃是信那差我来者的就是做成他的工
It's hard to understand
这不容易明白
We may be disappointed by this answer
我们听到这样的一个回答我们可能会有点失望
We want to know what we must do
我们乃是想要知道我们应该做什么
And Jesus said to believe the one who have sent
主耶稣却说你当信那差我来者的
If we believe in God
如果我们相信神
We apply that faith in a deeper level.
我们把那样的信心啊应用在更深的一层。
We surrender ourselves to our Lord.
我们把我们自己降服于我们的主。
Then God will do His work in us and through us.
神他就要成就他的工作在我们里头，并且借着我们完成他的工作。
This is the way the work of God is done.
这是神的工作能够得到成就的。唯一的道路
And this is a mystery
这乃是一个奥秘
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹们
I think we all experience this
我们都经历过这样的事
We have failed many many times
我们实在是失败了许多次
We try pretty hard
我们实在是非常努力来尝试
But have we worked with God
但是我们是不是与主同工呢
Have we ever surrendered ourselves?
我们是不是曾经把自己降服于主?
Have we ever heard the voice of our Lord say, I will be with you?
我们是不是曾经听过主的声音说, 我必与你同在?
Have we experienced this work of God was accomplished through us?
我们有没有经历过神的工作乃是透过我们得着成就?
Once we experience Just a little bit of this.
当我们能够经历到这件事一点点
And we understand how to go on in our spiritual journey.
我们就能够明白我们属灵的路程应该怎么样子来往前
Alright, this is about the first point I want to make. Faith is toward God.
这是我所要交通的第一点。这个信心乃是关乎神。
Secondly, I'd like to discuss, share about faithfulness.
第二点我乃是要交通到关于忠心
Faithfulness is always about God's house
忠心呢乃是关乎神的家
It is in this house that we find people to be faithful
在神的家中我们才能够看到那忠心的人
Again we like to look the person of Moses
我们再来看一看摩西这个人
But out of many, many experiences, Moses, which one is the one we're going to use?
摩西他一生当中有许多的例子，那我们要看哪一个呢？
Which one, express, the best about faithfulness of Moses?
哪一个例子最能够啊让我们看清摩西他的忠心呢？
I think it's recorded in number.
乃是记载在民数记。
On one particular occasion.
在民数记里头记载了一件事。
During that time, Moses was accused.
在那个时候摩西啊他被控告。
By whom?
是谁控告了他呢?
By his own sister.
是他的姐姐。
Mary Ann.
是米利安。
by his own brothers.
是他的哥哥
Aaron,
亚伦。
Have you ever been accused by your own brothers?
你有没有被你的哥哥控告过呢？
By your sisters?
是你的姐姐来控告你呢？
They grew up together.
你们是一起，他们是一起长大的。
When Moses was in that little blanket, it's Marianne is watching for Moses.
当摩西被放在那个草谷的箱子里头的时候呢，是米利安在那里看着他。
But one day, it's Marianne that accused Moses.
可是居然到了有一天，乃是米利安来控告摩西。
And his brothers, Aaron is his brother.
亚伦是他的哥哥。
But the sister and brother together, united together to accuse Moses.
摩西的哥哥和姐姐一起来控告摩西。
And this accusation is unjust.
他这样的控告呢是不公义的。
And what did Moses do?
那摩西怎么样子来，他做了什么呢？
You look at that number chapter 12.
如果我们看民数记第十二章的话，
You read the whole story.
你把整个故事来读过。
You read back and forth, back and forth.
你反复的来看，反复的来读。
One thing you cannot find.
你找不到一件事。
Is Moses saying anything.
你看不到摩西说任何的话。
How can Moses not to say a word?
摩西怎么能够什么话都不说呢？
He's accused by his sister.
他乃是被他姐姐来指控。
By his brother.
被他哥哥指控的。
But throughout that event.
但是在那个整个事件当中，
Moses said nothing.
摩西他什么话都没有说。
And you look at that story, you will be amazed.
我们看见那个故事，我们非常惊讶。
On one hand, Moses say nothing.
在一方面，摩西什么都没有说。
And God says a lot.
但是神却说了许多。
What did God say?
那神说了些什么呢？
This is what God say.
这是神所说的。
Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
摩西极其谦卑，他比地上一切的人都还要谦卑。
That's this Moses.
这是摩西。
Being accused by his own relatives.
他被他自己的亲属来指控。
Moses is very used to being accused by others.
其实摩西呢，他是很习惯被人控告的。
At one time, the whole Israel accused him.
有一次，那个整个以色列会众都在那里指控他。
They even said we need to select a different leader and took us back to Egypt.
他们甚至说我们要另外立一个首领带领我们回埃及。
Moses said nothing.
但是摩西却都没有说话。
Then God said another word.
神又说了。
Then God said, He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face.
神说他在我家全然尽忠，我乃是与他面对面来说话。
This is the first time.God said, Moses being faithful in his house.
这是神第一次说摩西在神的家中全然尽忠。
This is faithful.
这乃是忠心。
Because Moses' heart is not care for about his own destiny.
摩西的心他并不在意自己的前途。
All he cared about is the destiny of this people.
他所在意的乃是神的百姓。
And he was called faithful.
所以神称他忠心。
How can we be faithful?
那我们如何能够忠心呢？
If we have this heart, say, Lord, I want to be faithful.
如果我们向着神，我们有一颗心说，主啊，我如何能够忠心？
I want to be faithful in your house.
我愿意在你的家中成为一个忠心的人。
How can I become faithful?
那我怎么样能够成为忠心呢？
And we can learn from Moses.
我们也可以从摩西身上来学习。
We can learn from Moses when he's building that temple.
我们可以看到摩西当他在那里建造会幕的时候。
God asked Moses to build a temple.
神要摩西来建造一个会幕。
You know, Moses grew up in Egypt.
我们知道摩西乃是在埃及长大的。
At the time,
在当时埃及人是最会 建造的人。
They build magnificent structures.
他们建造了非常雄伟的结构。
Even up to this day, we marvel how those ancient Egyptians know architectures.
到今天我们还感到惊讶，当时的埃及人他们怎么能够知道这建筑的这些知识。
They build big, big structures.
他们能够建造很大的一个结构。
And Moses was a learned person during the time.
但是摩西在那个时候他就学了许多的知识。
Moses may be the best builder and architect at the time.
摩西甚至有可能是在当时他是最好的建筑师。
Moses knew how to build the best building.
摩西他知道如何来建造最好的建筑物。
Moses,
他也知道如何能够来建造成一个最好的一个建筑。
But here, God said, build me a small tabernacle.
但在这里呢神却要摩西为他造一个小小的会幕。
Not only asked Moses to build a very small tabernacle.
他不但要摩西造一个非常小的会幕。
God told him every little detail.
神把一切的细节都告诉了他。
You know, there's nothing to be architect.
这你就不需要懂建筑了。
There's nothing to be planned.
你都不需要有什么计划。
Everything God has prescribed.
每一件事情都是神先告诉了摩西
，to the color of a wire，
就连那个线的颜色，神都告诉了他
；the size of the wood，
那个木头的尺寸，神都告诉他
；every little detail was prescribed by God，
最小的细节，神都告诉摩西了。
Now it's almost like an insult to Moses，
这对摩西来讲，好像是一个羞辱。
You know, there's nothing left Moses to participate actually。
这造会幕这件事情呢，摩西他都不能够参与他自己的能力或意见。
Moses can improve on God's plan a little bit.
摩西他不能够来叫神的改良神的计划。
It was perfect already.
他已经是完全了。
All Moses has to do is follow that order.
摩西唯一要做的就是跟从神所告诉他的。
Follow the pattern on the mount.
乃是照着山上的样式来建造。
And he would not deviate just a little bit.
他不能从这里头离开。
To the lowest details.
就是最卑微的细节都不可以。
This is faithful.
这乃是忠心。
If we want to be faithful in God's house.
如果我们要在神的家中全然尽忠的话。
We need to just like Moses.
我们必须要效法摩西。
There is a pattern.
那里乃是有个样式。
There is a pattern today for building God's house.
今天在神的家里也是建造上也是有一个样式。
We have to follow that pattern.
我们必须要照着那个样式。
It's not to me, not to my idea how the church should be built.
不是根据我，也不是照着我的意思，教会应该如何被建造。
There is a pattern.
乃是有一个样式。
And this pattern is no other than Christ Jesus.
这个样式不是别的，就是我们的主基督。
This tabernacle itself is a shadow.
这会幕本身乃是一个影子。
And the reality is God's house.
它的实际就是神的家。
God is looking for a place he can do well.
神乃是在寻找一个他的居所。
And the church is God's house.
教会就是神的家。
And the house needs to be built with this pattern.
神的家要照着这个样式来被建造。
And this pattern is Christ.
而这个样式就是基督。
So today you and I serve in God's house.
今天你我都在神的家中来服侍。
We need to look at that pattern.
我们必须来看这个样式。
Whenever we start serving God.
什么时候我们开始来服侍主。
When we need to look at Jesus.
我们必须来看我们的主耶稣。
To see how he served God.
来看他是如何的来侍奉神。
How he served God's people.
他如何来侍奉神的百姓
？We often ask brothers and sisters to gather and pray before every services.
很多时候我们在服事之前，我们都与弟兄姐妹一起聚在一起祷告。
Why do we do that?
那为什么我们要这样子祷告呢
？Just make sure everyone come here on time.
我们是不是要希望大家都能够准时来参加
？No,
不是的
，because Jesus does that.
因为主耶稣他是如此做。
Before every time our Lord serve,
当我们的主在服事之前
，He will come to His Father.
他都来到他父亲的面前。
He will surrender Himself to the Father's.
他把自己完全的降服 给父神。
By your will and not by my will.
他说乃是照你的意思不照我的意思。
This is the way Jesus served in God's house.
这乃是主耶稣在神的家中他服侍的道路。
So you and I should serve in the same way.
我们应该也要照着同样的方式来服侍。
We cannot in God's house to serve God in our own way.
我们在神的家中服侍绝对不可以照着我们自己的方式。
God must take initiative.
神他必须要主动。
It has to be done in God's way.
他必须要是照着神的方式来完成。
We must come to the Lord to inquire of His way.
我们必须来到主的面前来求问他的方式是如何。
It must be done in God's own time.
他也必须要在神的时间来完成。
We all knew that Jesus
在家
is not yet.
他就说我的时候还没有到。
It's not time.
不是他的时间。
The God the Father has not ordered him to do that yet.
父神还没有要他做那件事情。
Sometimes we do the right thing.
有些时候我们做了对的事。
But we do it in the wrong time.
但是我们却在一个不对的时间做了这件事。
Because we didn't Wait for the Lord.
我们并没有等候主。
It must be done in His power.
我们实在是必须要是在神的能力来完成。
We don't have too much power anyway.
我们本来就没有什么能力的。
If we try to use our own power,
如果我们想要用靠着自己的能力
，and we will exhaust our own strength quickly.
我们很快的就精疲力尽了。
It must be done for His glory.
我们也必须是为着神。我们若要在他的家中尽忠
，and we need to look at Jesus，
我们必须要来转眼来看我们的主耶稣
，to see how he served the Lord，
我们来看他如何的来侍奉
，so that we will not take our own initiative，
我们才不会自己主动的来做这个事
，we'll always see God's way，
我们总是来求问神的道路
，we ask for God's timing，
我们来寻求他的时间
，we ask the Lord to give us power。
我们来求主给我们那个能力。
It always be done for His own glory.
而且我们这件我们的服事是为着神的荣耀。
If we follow this pattern,
如果我们照着这样的样式
，Our service is gold and silver and precious stone.
我们的服事就是那金银宝石。
If we do this God's work outside of this pattern,
如果我们来做神的工作却不照着这样的一个样式的话
，It's only wood, hay, and straw.
它不过就是草木和谐。
Doesn't matter how much work we do.
无论我们做了多少的工作。
Doesn't matter how much wood, hay, and straw that we accumulate.
无论我们累积了多少的草木和谐。
That will vanish in a second.
那在瞬时间就全部都没有了。
In this last day,
在这末后的世代里
our enemy has one purpose in his heart.
在我们仇敌的心中他有一个企图
is destroy God's house
乃是要来毁坏神的家
Brothers and sisters, sometimes you don't realize
对姐妹我不知道我们知不知道这件事
Our enemy is very cunning
我们的仇敌是非常狡猾的
Very clever
他是非常聪明
He uses all kinds of means
他用尽各样的计谋
Want to destroy God's house
他要来毁坏神的家
Everywhere you see that.
在遍地我们都可以看见这样的情形。
How the enemy destroyed God's house.
那仇敌是怎么样子来毁坏神的家呢?
He placed a thought in our heart.
他乃是把一个心思放在我们心里头。
This thought is impossibility. Impossible, impossibility.、
哦、这样的心思是不可能。
It causes us to think it's impossible to build God's house.
他叫我们来想神的家要得蒙建造是不可能的
We first discourage by ourselves
我们一开始我们就很灰心
We look at ourselves
我们看看我们自己
We are a man of failures
我们实在是一群失败的人
An enemy was
这样的人怎么能够来建造神的家呢
We discourage by any imperfection among God's house
在神的家中有许多不完全的事情都叫我们灰心
Our enemy will allow us to see You can see the weakness here and the weakness there
仇敌就叫我们看看这里有弱点看那里有缺点
There's imperfection here and imperfection over there
这里有问题那里有瑕疵
We are discouraged by all those imperfections
我们就因着这些不完全呢就灰心丧志
Church is not a perfect place on earth.
弟兄姐妹，在地上的教会不是一个完全的地方。
Church is a place where we are made perfect.
教会乃是我们能够被神制作成为完全的一个地方。
If we are all perfect, there's no reason to be made perfect.
如果我们已经完全了，就不需要神来工作使我们完全。
When we look at those imperfections,
当我们看见许多的不完全，
we were discouraged.
我们就灰心，还能够忠心呢？
When ourselves is weak,
当我们自己是软弱的，
when we see others also weak,
当我们看见其他人也是软弱的，
how can I be faithful?
那我还怎么样能够忠心呢？
By anchor our faith to the word of God,
乃是把我们的信心抛锚在神的话语上。
We need to remember this word of God, I will build my church.
我们必须要记得神的话，说他要建造他的教会。
The gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
他说阴间的权柄也不能胜过他。
Brother and sister, this is God's work.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的工作。
Only God can do it.
只有神能够做成。
It's not by man's strength.
不是靠着人的力量。
Even we were discouraged by ourselves.
就连我们自己都常常对我们自己都灰心的。
Even we were discouraged by others.
我们也常常因着别人而灰心。
We still believe God will build his church.
但我们仍然深信神要建造他的教会。
And the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
而阴间的权柄却不能胜过他。
And this is faithfulness.
这就是忠心。
God also said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
神也说，我把天国的钥匙要给你们。
Whatever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven.
你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
It's not about us.
不是关乎我们。
It's about this key.
乃是在乎这把钥匙。
The keyHas given to us.
这把钥匙已经给了我们。
Have we used this key?
我们用过这把钥匙吗？
How often we use this key? How often we
多少时候我们聚在一起的时候，我们来使用这把钥匙？
If we do, we are faithful.
如果我们是这样做，我们就是忠心。
If we don't, we're not being faithful.
如果我们没有这样做，我们就不忠心。
First Corinthians said.Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
哥林多前书告诉我们，神把托付给我们的，我们必须要忠心。
That God is looking for.
那是神所在寻找的。
God is looking for that faithfulness.
神要寻找忠心。
When we do consider this, it's about faithfulness.
乃是最重要的关乎忠心。
Now I want to bring to the close.
那我现在要回要进到最后总结。
In Revelation chapter 17, there is interesting verses.
在启示录第十七章那边有一句
There will make war against the Lamb one day. There will be a war.
第四节告诉我们，在那个日子会有一场征战。
But the Lamb will overcome.
但是羔羊必胜过他们。
Because the Lord is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
乃是因为羔羊我们的主是万主之主，万王之王。
But also,
这边也 说到
There are those who are with the Lord.
这边说到同着羔羊的。
And they are mentioned in this way.
他们乃是这样子来被描述。
They are called.
他们是蒙召的。
They're chosen.
他们是被选的。
They're faithful.
他们是有忠心的。
Call.
他们是蒙召的。
Chosen.
被选。
Faithful.
有忠心的。
Brother and sister, we are called.
弟兄姐妹，我们都蒙召了。
God has called us.
神已经呼召了我们。
God has called us just the way he called Israel.
神呼召我们，就像当日他呼召以色列人一样。
If we read the Bible, especially Old Testament,
如果我们来读圣经，特别是旧约圣经
，book after book, chapter after chapters,
在许多的一卷一卷、一章一章的圣经里头
，God called His people,
神呼召他的百姓。
Today is the same way.
今天神依然同样的
No matter where you are
无论我们在哪里
No matter where our conditions are
无论我们的情形如何
God has continuously called us
神他一直的在呼召我们
So we are called
我们乃是蒙召的
But are we chosen?
但是我们是被选的吗
Are we chosen?
我们是被选的吗
We know we are called
我们知道我们是蒙召的
But are we chosen?
但是我们是被选的吗
How can we be chosen?
我们如何能够被选
By choose God
乃是我们来选择神
By respond to God's calling
乃是我们来回应神的呼召
Many are called
有许多、蒙召的
Few responded
但是选上的却少
Few were choosedGod.
因为很少人选择神
Therefore God has called from generation to generation
因此神在一代一代当中他来呼召人
From one prophet to another prophet
他从一个先知到另一个先知
God is faithful
神他是信实的
Oh he continue to call
他不断地来呼召人
There are people that respond to God's calling
有一些人他回应了答应了神的呼召
Moses responded to God's calling
摩西答应神的呼召
So he built God's house
所以他来建造神的房屋
He sacrificed his own life for God's house
他为了神的家他把他自己一切都舍了
David responded to God's calling
大卫也答应神的呼召
Become a man after God's house
他就成为一心向着神家的一个人
Daniel respond to God's calling.
但以理也答应神的呼召
By becoming an intercessor for God's house.
他就成为为神家代祷的人
Paul respond to God's calling.
保罗他也答应神的呼召
By not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
所以他没有违背那从天上来的意象
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
It's now the time you and I respond to this calling.
现在就是我们应该要来答应神呼召的那个时间。
To respond.
我们要来答应。
To make the choice.
我们要来做这样的一个选择。
To be that faithful.
我们来成为一个忠心的人。
To follow the pattern.
我们来照着那个样式。
To do the best.
我们把最好的献上。
God's not looking for something that we don't have.
神他并不是要跟我们要求我们所没有的。
God will never ask you for something that you don't have.
神绝对不会向你要一样是你所没有的东西。
God only asks us to give our best.
神乃是要求我们把最好的献上。
Moses gave his best.
摩西把他最好的献上。
David gave his best.
大卫也把他最好的献上。
Daniel gave his best.
但以理把自己最好献上。
Paul.Gave his best.
保罗也把他最好的献上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Are we going to give our best to the Lord?
我们愿意把我们最好的献给主吗
？Are we willing to give our best for the purpose of His house?
我们愿意为着神旨意的家，我们愿意把我们最好的献上吗？让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you, you are God of faithful.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你是信实的神。
You have never forsaken us.
你从不丢弃我们。
Even we are weak.
即使在我们软弱的时候。
And unfaithful.
在我们不忠心的时候。
This morning we ask you to give us a heart of repentance.
主，我们早晨求你再给我们一颗悔改的心。
So we can turn our heart toward you.
主，我们能够把心再来转向你。
So again, we can respond to this calling.
我们能够来答应你的呼召
To surrender ourselves to you
主把我们自己完全降服给你
Become a faithful servant in your house
叫我们能够成为你家中一个忠心的仆人
Father have mercy on us
父啊怜悯我们
Give us that mercy and grace
给我们怜悯和恩典
So that we can respond to your calling
主好叫我们能够答应你的呼召。
In your precious name we pray.
我们靠你宝贵的名祷告，阿门。